17.
So we spoke about earlier there are five conditions before one speaks refilas for a constructive purpose. One of the fifth rule was that no greater damage will be incurred to the subject that is allowed by halacha. Right? Now let's think of a scenario where by me speaking lashon my mechilos, which is constructive to a certain person, he's a hot-headed individual and he's going to take it into his own hands. Let's say I tell someone the contractor is using, he cheated me, he's not a good contractor. Now let's say I keep all the other rules. The fifth rule was that the person who I'm telling the mechilos to is not going to take the matters into his own hands. Now what do I do? So first of all, I have to make sure the person who I'm speaking to is a person with clarity and he does his best to act within the law of Jewish guidelines. Which means if I tell this contractor today, he's not going to start throwing the contractor down and giving him a bad name and not paying him. If he has to pay him, he has to pay him. So he says, therefore, well, what do you do if this person is a hot-headed individual, he's going to take the matter into his own hands. He's going to first act and then ask a question afterwards. Then the Chassid says it's better to remain silent. If I know by me speaking rechilas, the person who I'm speaking to is going to do things that are not allowed by halacha, he's going to go ruin this guy's business, then it's better for me not to speak about the rechilas. Because why am I speaking to the rechilas? To say this person, for the contractor, by doing that, this person is going to go and ruin the contractor. So I'm not gaining it. There's still someone going to get harmed over here. So therefore, Chavis Chaim says, it's better not to speak to Rechilos in such a scenario.
That's also very relevant when you're sending out emails and also making posts or comments on websites.
Best thing is not to do it.
Exactly.
Put it on the blacklist of things not to do. Take it from an actual email.
Fine. So what are we saying here? So we're saying the reason why halacha does not allow the subject of constructive rechilos to sustain undue damages is because when someone repeats information of a constructive purpose, he's actually acting as a single witness. But a beis din will disregard the testimony of a single witness, because the Torah requires a minimum of two witnesses for a testimony in court. Therefore, a beis din would not impose damages on a defendant against whom there's only one witness. The beis din cannot impose damages against this person, then certainly the recipient of constructive rechilos cannot do so. The consequences of someone speaking constructive rechilos cannot exceed that which would have been extracted by a beis din. The information of a single witness can, however, be used for protective purposes. Now, what if two people stay constructive rechilos? So now that's like two witnesses. That was the halacha. So what if two people stay constructive rechilos? Then, here too, they should not relate the information to someone who is likely to take matters into his own hands and inflict damage upon the victim. This applies even when it appears to two witnesses. To the two witnesses, the victim would go to beis din, he would receive authorization for his action. As the Chavis Chaim explained, the witnesses cannot assess what beis din would have done because, in all probability, they're not knowledgeable enough in the relevant laws to know how beis din would have judged. Furthermore, even if the witnesses were certain that damage was called for, the potential victim would not be permitted to take action without the witnesses testifying at beis din. By relating the information outside of beis din, the witnesses are actually aiding a sinner who they know will take the law into his own hands. The question remains as to how to act for the person who cannot be trusted to handle constructive gossip. How do we protect them from damage to a Torah prohibits us from giving the helpful information? The answer is by remaining silent, we are helping him. For he stands to incur greater harm if he uses the information incorrectly. To those who observe this halacha and remain silent in such a situation, Chafetz Chaim applies the verse, one who guards his mouth and his tongue guards his soul from all troubles. That's
now, if you're hearing that, how do you stop someone who's doing that now? You know, say like you're on a Shabbos table, and that thing starts, and you know the person sitting next to you is a hothead. Mm-hmm. How do you stop the person who's opening his mouth and giving out rechilos? from doing it.
Just start singing a zammer.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Very nice. Yeah, let's see now, we're holding it up. 17B. What's the bar? As we're holding now, 7 lines from the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara asks, the feet. That the Gemara asks, "V'chi masir ben adin? Are you allowed to warn from a kal v'chaymer? Ha'afilu l'man da'amar, even according to the opinion that says Aichem ben adin, that you're allowed to learn a punishment from a kal v'chaymer, ein masirin ben adin. He holds." You're not allowed to warn from a kal v'chaymer. You're not allowed to learn a warning in the Torah out of a kal v'chaymer. So who are we asking on? We're asking a question on Reb Shimon. What did you, Reb Shimon, say? You told me, for example, how do you know you can't eat bikurim outside the wall of Yerushalayim? Right? Because you made a kal v'chaymer for Meister. If Meister is lenient and you can't eat it outside the wall of Yerushalayim, kal v'chaymer, bikurim, which is more strict, it could only be eaten by a kohen. Fine. So that was step one. So what was step two? So also, that must be the pasuk of Bikurim is extra. So I'll use it to learn a new halacha. Good? That was for Shimon, use a two-step process. First, I know this halacha that Bikurim can be eaten out of Yerushalayim from a kal v'chaymer. So the pasuk must be teaching me a new thing. And any step two was, it could teach me a new halacha. But the problem is, but your step one is wrong, Rav Shimon. You can't do your step one. Right, your step one, how do you know that Bikurim cannot be eaten out of your Yerushalayim? Because you left that out of a kal v'chaymer. But you're not allowed to do that. You can't learn a warning out of a kal v'chaymer. Mm-hmm. Which means Rav Shimon kept doing a two-step process, correct? First he said, I have a kal v'chaymer, so I don't need the pasuk for Bikurim. And then step two was, I can use Bikurim for something else. But your step one, you weren't allowed to do. Step one, that you made a kal v'chaymer, that you knew your Bikurim, that kal v'chaymer was illegal. You can't make a kal v'chaymer to learn how to warn you. So what's the Gemara's answer? Isur Ba'am. He wasn't learning out you should get Malkus. He was learning out just the Isser. And Rabbi Yitzchak, anybody can tell me what the Gemara's answer is? How do we answer the question? How do you answer the Gemara's question?
How do we answer the Gemara's question?
What's the Gemara's answer?
What's the answer?
That what? That's Isur. What's the Isser Ba'am?
Just all of these transgressions are just are Isser. They're prohibitions.
For doing what? For doing what? What's just the Isser? For doing what? What's your case of Isser? The Fred. What's
same, your same transgressions.
Which same ones? The
same
rich
ones that I've been taught.
The ones.
Eating, for example, eating Bikurim before Kriya.
But that wasn't the Gemara's question. That's the first mistake everybody's making. That wasn't the Gemara's question. You're already answering for step two, is it, Isser? That's how I started off. The Gemara's question is on step one. And you're telling me to answer it on step two. So everybody got a zero. Start over.
No kidding.
Hold to the Tyson. If you look at the Tyson, it's a very small Tyson. If you look, starts on this page and ends at the bottom of the next page for this reason.
Just
I was telling you, but no, you can't get to Pasha. What's the Pasha Shari? What's the Pasha Shari anymore? There's a small Tyson that's not so ready.
It starts here, ends over there.
Basically, that Tyson starts. What's your answer? You didn't answer your question. Your question is, you're assuming your step one was wrong. So everybody's telling me the answer is, you threw the Abbas on step two. Again, what did Reb Shimon do? Reb Shimon told me, let's say Bikurim. Reb Shimon told me, everybody really gets 100. I'm just joking. Because it's a Taisis. Taisis is also busy. It took Taisis the whole Taisis to figure it out. He didn't finish until the next bottom of the next page. Maybe we'll work it out together. What does Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon says, I have a pasuk, let's say, for Meister. Meister, the Torah tells me a Meister, right? That you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim, right? You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. No, stop. It says don't eat it. It says you have to eat it in your gates, which means you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. You can't eat it outside Yerushalayim, right? Don't eat outside Yerushalayim. Good. That doesn't answer Yishalayim. So what are Rishonim saying? What do I need to pass by Bikurim for? Maybe I said any pshat in this Gemara. You didn't help me.
Okay.
So what do you say over here? What do Rishonim say? I don't need to pass by Bikurim because I can learn from a Kal V'Chomer from a Maestro.
Right.
Step one is, how do I know this? I know this from a Kal V'Chomer. How do I know this from a Kal V'Chomer? This I know from a Kal V'Chomer.
Basically, everything in that pasuk has an umbrella law for chutzlokoma.
Good.
Everything in that pasuk, right. You can learn from Maaser Sheni that has an issur of chutzlokoma.
Good.
And then on each and every one, we build up on top of it another issur that can be learned.
Fine.
That's what Rav Sheni wants.
Good. So the halacha by the Kurim, I don't need a pasuk for, because I can learn it from a kavachar from Maaser. If Maaser is lenient, can add Yatzar Yushalayim. For sure, Bikurim, which is strict to kavachar, you can't add Yatzar Yushalayim. Fine. So that leaves us. So what's Bikurim going to teach me? That's a, this I know from Kal V'Chomer. So what's Bikurim going to teach me? It's going to teach me that you can't eat it before, that you can't eat it. And what was Bikurim? Bikurim we said?
You can't eat it before Kriya.
Well, fine, fine, you can't eat it before me. Fine, you can't eat it before three. Good. Now. You can't eat it before, you get mocked before me. Now, comes the Gemara and asks on Rav Shimon, which point did we ask on? Rav Shimon, I don't know how you started. How do you know Bikurin? From a Kalachar, from a Meister, you can't do this Kalachar, and this Kalachar is wrong.
Right.
You can't learn out a Kalachar, a warning from a Kalachar. So we're asking on this step, on step one, correct? How do you, step one, learn Bikurin from a Kalachar? That Kalachar is illegal. That was the Gemara's question?
Right, but we already covered that in our 5b.
So what was the Gemara's answer? So what's the Gemara's answer? Yisur Ba'alma. What's Yisur Ba'alma? What's just the Issa? What's the Gemara's asking, answering Yisur Ba'alma? Rabbi Yosef, what's Yisur Ba'alma?
What I understood is Yisur Ba'alma is that all the things listed in the Pasuk is bringing, it's mentioning to us the Yisurim, not necessarily...
But in which step? Of, let's say you're eating before
going one by one?
I'm just going for the by
the whole pasuk and every issue that you learn from the whole pasuk.
No, I'm saying go by one, just so we can understand it.
Okay, so the issue of is that sure?
Maybe not sure.
No, that was,
I hope it is.
I don't know. Sorry.
Okay.
1 second.
So that the issue of which one are you on?
Let's say in Bikurin. What's the worst answer?
I would say so that our problem was, but how could you learn that the guy's going to get machlus? Meaning, how could you learn azhara min adin from a Kal V'Chomer? That was the question.
Right.
Let's say on.
On which point? Which one was that question? What was that
was
question?
On every single one that.
On which point?
Basically, Nekri in this case.
But it wasn't about. Yeah, but that wasn't the usus. But that wasn't the question. Good. The Gemara seems to be answering on this. My question's on here. You're answering me on here. My question was, you can't learn before from a Kal V'Chomer from Meister. Good? You can't, this Kal V'Chomer was illegal.
So the law of chutzlokoma.
So you're telling me.
The law of chutzlokoma is the only thing really being learned out of a Kal V'Chomer.
Good.
The rest.
So it must be. The Gemara also, if they realize, the Gemara also is answering, what's the Yisur Ba'am on this step?
On the baseline of all
the Yisur Ba'am. To eat Bikurim outside the wall.
Right.
That's just the answer that there's no Malkus for. That's what Gemara is answering. It's for eating outside the wall. There's no malchus.
Meaning there's.
That's
no
just the Issur Ba'am. But there's just this. In the case of Bikurim, eating Bikurim outside the wall, there's the Issur Ba'am. That's Gemara starts. Because with Gemara asks on this step, correct? Correct or Talabar?
Which is why the Gemara answers, but you yourself said in the Mishnah that there is malchus.
That's
why the Gemara answers
just,
that.
Correct. So the Gemara says, so that is a very interesting Gemara. That means, what's Rav Shimon doing? Which is. At least let's get, before I tell you this whole kasha, I'll tell you this kasha in a minute. Let's just understand what the Gemara answer was. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon is saying like this: I don't need a pasuk to tell you what Issur by Bikurim, that it's usher to eat Bikurim outside the walls, because I can learn that from a Kal V'Chomer, from Meister, that you're not allowed to eat outside the walls. From Meister, you can't eat outside the walls. So Rav Shimon says, so it must be, I don't need a pasuk for Bikurim, so I'll use it to teach me that you get malchus if you eat the Bikurim before reading. Before we. Good? That's the way you're understanding Rav Shimon now, correct?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
The only big problem is you can't do it in an Indian. It makes no sense to do it in an Indian. I really have a possible
teaching.
It doesn't
make no sense to make an Indian.
What's an Indian? An Indian is
you can't
use it for yourself, use it for somebody else.
Here it's not even if you can't, if you don't need to. Because
no,
you could.
But that's wrong.
That's
Indian is if you can. Indian is if you can't find anything in this topic.
But aren't we learning from a Kal V'Chomer Meister only because we can, not because we need to? You can learn each one, no?
Fine, but say, but once you learn the Kal v'Chomer from Isaiah,
we can say that every single one in the pasuk is just to come and teach us Chutz L'Chomer. Each one was said specifically to teach us Chutz L'Chomer.
Yeah, but if I could learn the Kal v'Chomer, no, but you can't.
If you didn't want to learn the drushes,
but if I could learn the Kal v'Chomer and it's true, then the pasuk's extra. Meaning, if one of the ways the Torah may
still, you still have the option open for you to learn Chutz L'Chomer from each and every word, but you're choosing not to use them up, not to use them all up on that because you can all. Make them all rely on one Kal v'Chomer.
Correct.
From the most Kal in the Pasuk, which begins with Meister.
And so then what do you tell me? Since I can learn to add up Kal v'Chomer.
So the main idea here is you're doing it.
Since I don't
not
need it.
Profitable. You're doing it because you can.
It's more than that, because if you can learn it out of a Kal v'Chomer, then, and that's one of the ways to darshan, then it's extra. You have to, yeah. Yeah.
Fine. But then we have Ein Masirim and Adin. So
what do you
want?
That's the worst question. You can't warn.
Right.
I didn't really mean to give you malchus. I meant just to give you an ister. Which means, in Bikurin, I'm not telling you if you eat Bikurim out of the wool, you get malchus. You're just an ister. That's the Gemara's answer, right?
So basically, for every single one of the things brought down in the pasuk, it starts basically with the baseline of Chutz L'Chomer. Every
good.
Single one
correct.
Starts with Chutz L'Chomer, which is learned of a Kal v'Chomer, which really the problem exists there.
Right,
not
that,
on the rest of the area,
true.
which is Me'ena Inyan, because you can learn Ma'ena from Me'ena Inyan if you want. You can learn Azara from Me'ena Inyan.
Fine, it's true. But basically, right now, this is just the Gemara's question and answer. The Gemara's question on the Rav Shimon, how did you do step one? How do you make a Kal v'Chomer? From Ma'aseh to Bikurim, you're not allowed to make a Kal v'Chomer. Ein Masirim Nadin. So, Gemara's answer, you're right. He didn't mean to give you malchus, let's say, for eating Bikurim outside the wall.
Right.
He just meant to give you an answer to tell you you're not allowed. That's the answer in Bikurim, not in the other cases, not in the in the before reading. This case is only Isser. So which means, according to Rav Shimon, all the cases mentioned in the Pasuk, why do you get malchus? For eating them outside the wall? You don't get malchus at this point.
Okay, so now you have an Isser on each one of these cases. Wonderful. Now, how does that then bring you to being able to make the Ein Inyan?
No, so then the sponsor is extra. For the Kal v'Chomer taught me that there's an Isser.
Right.
So now I have what do I do with the word Bikurim? The word, let's say, Trumas Yadcho is extra.
So then it's making an Inyan. So he's saying, or Rava's answering for Rabbi Shimon, yeah, that they're all Issers. And then from that Isser, he's making a
not from the Isser.
Because you have the Isser, then
therefore the Pasuk's extra.
Then the Pasuk's extra,
it's
making it a
Kal v'Chomer. It's the same thing.
You're just replacing Kal v'Chomer with Makos with
the Isser.
With Isser.
Perfect.
The first Pasuk only, which is used for Chris Bikuri?
No, all of that. I'm just giving you an example. All of them means all of them.
It's not the second spot, it's the first spot that you're replacing it with.
Right.
That's
the Isser, right there. The Isser is which means all these scenarios, if you eat them outside the wall of Yerushalayim, it's only Isser and it's not going to be Malchus.
But on the rest?
No, what do you mean on the rest? All the drushes, you won't get Malchus.
Because it's not on a Kal v'Chomer.
Yeah, because it's for the extra pasuk.
Right.
Everything else in the pasuk, which was learned out of the word Trumas Yadchos, drush.
That's how we're trying to save
there,
those
so really,
learnings over there by calling this thing a Isser, and therefore he's able. Okay,
you're able to go to step
so
two.
Really, all we have to do is find a source where you can get malchus for all these things.
That's
the one.
Good. That's the one's next step.
Right,
that's what it does. Nachon. That's what everything's revolving around. This step.
You can put aside for now.
True. Exactly. That's why the Gemara. Nachon. That's the one's next step. You're right. That's where the Gemara goes afterwards and answers that. So again, okay, so what did Rav Shimon say? What do you need a pasuk by Bikurim to tell you you can't eat Bikurim outside the wall you shall lie in? I can learn it's usher from a Kal v'Chomer from a Meister. So must be, I have an extra pasuk. So teach me, you get malchus, because now I have an extra pasuk with Talmud teaching me, I have the extra lav. Tell me you get malchus before if you eat before Kriya.
Right.
But that's step one. And that doesn't really make so much sense, because there's huge thesis on it, but that's the pshat. That's the pasuk pshat in the Gemara. A thesis says you make no sense. You know why? It's not a thesis question?
Yeah, I know.
What's in Ein Inyan? Ein Inyan means if you can't use it for yourself,
right.
So then, use it, you can't mamash, have nothing to do use it by you, you have a license to use it for something else.
Right.
But over here, I can use it to tell you get malchus by Bikurin. What's the Gemara doing? Shimon is doing? By Bikurin, I'm going to give you just the Isser.
Right.
And now in Ein Inyan, then you get malchus in all these convoluted cases.
Right.
Give me malchus by Bikurim. Then you can. How do you do
that?
Wait a minute,
you could use the Ein Inyan to teach you.
No, simple. Pashim Shah. What are you asking? What do you need a pasuk by Bikurim for? Lord, I have a Kal v'Chomer for Meister. I'll tell you very simple. What are you getting? Your Moshe Kavu Chaim could give you is an Isser.
Right.
And I want to get Malkus.
Right.
So the Torah has to repeat it to give you Malkus. So what's Rav Shimon doing? He's saying, I have an extra pasuk. I made an Indian. Bikurim, I don't need a pasuk. I can learn it from a Kavu Chaim. So must have an extra pasuk to teach me eating before reading. Why do you have extra pasuk here?
So then why do you have to teach if that's a good, why would you teach the Kavu Chaim?
Fine, Zachon, you could skip the whole thing. Fine, skip the whole thing. Fine, again, what did Rav Shimon do just now? He told me, learn Bikurim out of a Kavu Chaim for a mindset. Right? And what are you getting out of your Kavu Chaim? What's the most you get out of Kavu Chaim?
An
Isser. You can't teach me you get Malka from a Kavu Chaim, right? It's true. What did Rav Shimon's Kavu Chaim give me? Learn a Kavu Chaim, Bikurim, from a Kavu Chaim, a Meister.
If Ein Meister, then just it's kind of called an Isser.
Just an Isser. Fine.
But on that, you just built all these Ein.
But I can't, but why are you doing that? It doesn't make sense.
Right? You could just take the Ein and call Malkus and all those things.
Right. Meaning you have no right to make
you just called it Isser right now. So just call Malkus and all those things. So that's it.
Maybe because Lachama Rav Shimon wants to make an Isser.
Why? Good. Why? 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 Good. So that's the discussion. Fine, but why? Why? What's pushing it?
Maybe somewhere else we're going to have Klus Lachama.
Simple.
Teach us Malkus.
But you have no right to
be an Isser. It's an Isser.
According to Rav Shimon, saying it wouldn't be Malkus. At this point, there would be no Malkus. At this point, it was just the Isser. Anytime Klus Lachama at this point.
Maybe that's just the
but that doesn't make sense. We're asking why?
Why? Why not?
Because you have to make sense.
Because you can't teach that because the Mishnah itself says Malkus. The Mishnah itself says Malkus. That somebody eats outside, he gets Malkus. You would have to take
who's the author.
Who's
the author of the Mishnah?
Doesn't matter who the word is.
It does. One Tana can say one thing, and Rav Shimon's another Tana, he can say another thing. It doesn't mean that Rav Shimon agrees with
the whole thing. If you look at it, you look at the more, the next thing in the more, everything is disproved because the fashion of the Mishnah teaches Malkus. So we'd have to teach Malkus over here. On his inner Hindu, we'd have to bring in a Malkus.
Anyway, it's up. Because the main point is, what's the Gemara's question? Now, before it says this question, the Gemara's question is, how could you, Rav Shimon, make your first Kavu Chaim? How do you learn Bikurim from Meister from Kavu Chaim? And that Gemara answers, he wasn't learning out that Bikurim gets Malkus if you eat Bikurim outside the wall. He was just learning if you eat Bikurim outside the wall, you get a Isser. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara now. Who's that? Good? Fine. The Gemara answer, Yisur Ba'alma. Rav Shimon doesn't mean to give you Malkus if you eat it outside the wall. He means to give you a Isser Ba'alma. Upon that, the Gemara asks. Fine. If you want to see Rashi, Rashi says by Yisur Ba'alma, the fourth line in Rashi, Yisur Ba'alma. It says, Hadaka Maisi Bekulum. This is ruffle all of them. Azhar b'kavu chaim, a warning in a kavu chaim, right? For all the cases to teach you eating it outside the walls, leisur ba'alma kamar. All those cases of eating outside the wall is just is there ba'alma v'alayla malchus and not for malchus. That's the Gemara's answer. But the Gemara has a question. V'ha amar Rava, but Rava says zar sha'acham in a'ayla lefnei zrika chos la'chaima a zar Yisrael who eats from a carbon ayla before it was sprinkled outside the wall. Rav Shimon, like a chamesh. According to Rav Shimon, he says, like a chamesh, you get five malchus. And according to you, all these cases shouldn't really be all these cases shouldn't be malchus. So what's the Gemara's question now?
There's a contradiction.
So what's the Gemara's question right now?
The contradiction is that if Rav Shimon said that one of the five malchus that you're going to set at last you're going to get is on Klus Lachoma, how is he able to do the whole limit that he did, that he based Klus Lachoma on a Kavu Chaim, which you can't get malchus for if it's an Alma B'Yisura? That's the whole problem.
It was Yisura Ba'Alma.
It's actually Rav Shimon contradicting himself here. That's where it's Thompson. He's the one who says Chamesh Yisura. Where is your Chamesh Yisura? One of them is Klus Lachoma.
Rabbi said the name of Yisura.
So that's
Klus Lachoma.
That's
the Malkus is Klus Lachoma.
Good. So what is the Gemara's question now? We don't care all your other Yisurim, you give you other Yisurim. But the problem is, the Klus Lachoma is the main problem right now. What's the problem with giving five Malkus? The Gemara's question is on. So what's the Gemara's question right now? On all five?
Or is it just on Bikurim? Is that what
just on one, let's say.
Rabbi Shimon says, says, like Arba. It shouldn't say Chamesh.
No, we're just quoting. We're just waiting.
Right, I'm just saying, Bahama, if there's an agreement with his prior.
Nachon, so come in now. Why is Rav Shimon telling you that you should get five Malkus? Chaya, why are you getting five Malkus? What's the question with that? No, so really, it's on all of them. Because that's what Rashi says, really a question on all. Because in every case, each next halacha was learned out of the Kal v'Chomer, which means...
It's the foundation of every single drush.
Right, but you have to realize also, in every step, we didn't keep saying make a Kal v'Chomer only for a Meiser. At every step along the way, we kept saying make a Kal v'Chomer with all the halachas you just learned.
Right.
It crashes
everything,
one,
not just that one.
That's right,
so it crashes them all.
It's all standing on the Kal v'Chomer. It was all built.
Each one needs to fall one level, Kilu.
And none of them because you got Malchus. Nachon, it should be a crash.
So, yeah.
So why are you getting five Malchus?
Pulling out the
bottom.
Right.
Yeah. So, my Bamar, I was Arshach, when I was Arshach, like a Chavish, why are you getting five Malchus? If you can't make all your Kavacham, it's just Isser, like you're saying, you're pulling out the thing from the bottom. The whole thing's crashing, your whole building, you're pulling out your foundation. Right. So, everything you do is built on your Kavacham. So, and there was the one time it's just the Isurim, so why is the Bryce, why was Rebbe telling us? Like a chamish, so Mar says there also. Rava didn't really mean five malchus. Chamish yisurim. He also means it's only five yisurim. But now comes the big question. But the Mishnah says, what about our Mishnah? But not on Eloin Alaykin. But our Mishnah, which says you get malchus. Our Mishnah is a continuation of Eloin Alaykin, and it says you actually do get malchus. It sounds like you do Reb Shimon, and we said it's Reb Shimon. But we said our Mishnah is Reb Shimon. And sounds like Reb Shimon is telling me that you do get Malchus. Right? That was our whole Gemara. Whole Gemara is saying that.
The
Tan of the Mishnah. So back to make no sense.
It's Reb Shimon's Mishnah.
It's Reb Shimon's Mishnah, yeah. So himself.
It's a triple contradiction here.
And Reb Shimon, yeah. You just
triangle,
like. Basically, you get stuck.
It's three.
Yeah, so. Every corner you try to go, we like. But it says, I, Eloin, I like it. So, right? So the Gemara says, you know something? Scratch what we said until now. Reb Shimon, his source was not from all these Kavachimers. Reb Shimon was not coming. The reason how he knows that you get Malchus in these cases is not based because we have a Kavachimer, we have step two. We thought until now, where did Reb Shimon know you have a Malchus? We thought, since he knows all these things from Kavachimers, so now he has the extra pasuk to teach me all these Malchus. First thing, that's not how he knows it. He knows it from a whole different way. Because the Gemara is going to say this whole pasuk is extra. The whole pasuk Yizayin is extra. Uh-huh. We were saying before, why is pasuk Yizayin extra?
Because
you learn everything from Kavu Chomer. We're saying that it's not the reason why it's extra. Right? We said it's extra because you learn everything out of a Kavu Chomer.
Right.
But I said the reason it's extra because you have a whole new pasuk Yud Beis.
The
whole pasuk that covers everything.
Right.
So your whole pasuk is superfluous. So must be. That's so what must be for the extra pasuk? We learn all the Amena Indians. I told you, Reb Shimon said, since we come
in. So in that pasuk, everything learned from a Kavachomer is an Isura. It's just an Isura. But the things that are not learned from a Kavachomer are utilized.
Yeah, but you don't need a Kavachomer. We're all the Kavachomers. We don't need the Kavachomers.
Why did you mention Kavachomers at the beginning?
Well, that's a good question.
If you took out all the Kavachomers,
right,
you can still learn those Lingwithim?
Yeah, because. The whole reason why we had brought the Kavachomer is to explain why the whole pasuk Yizayin is extra. I don't need Bikurim because I can learn from a Kavachomer. So must be it's extra. Right? What was Reb Shimon?
I don't need Bikurim I don't need it to teach me plus Lachoma.
Right, so therefore.
Doesn't make it extra.
No, so of course, therefore, what's the pasuk telling me again? You can't need it plus Lachoma. That was a step two of Reb Shimon. What was step one? I don't need it.
Right.
And therefore.
I'm going to use it for something else. I'm going to use it if you can't. You'll get Malchus if you eat from four or three.
Fine, so now I have another reason why I don't need it. Not because I could know it from a Kavu Chomer.
Right.
Because I could know it from a different pasuk.
Right.
Why didn't they ask this? Shouldn't this question have been asked first before the Kavu Chomer? On Rabbi Shimon? Why are you teaching me Kavu Chomer if we have an extra pasuk already that teaches this? We know. I mean, the pasuk is
not necessarily because
the pasuk is out there. It's in the Torah. It's not. You see what I'm saying?
Not necessarily because first of all, we're trying to see what Reb Shimon said. Not necessarily because sometimes you want to go into what he said first. Like first of all, what you said makes no sense. I would go in first before coming out. You know, as an inside question under Shach.
Based on the
question.
You have two pasuk. So why are you even asking this whole? Why are you coming with all the instructions to come home? If you have it, you know you have the extra pasuk.
Okay, so the Rishonim asked that question. It's a good question, meaning that Because it could be one was to give me asay. There are answers because one was to give me asay and one was to give me a list asay.
The vav and zayin don't have any word lower pen or anything about low.
Nachal, there was only asay. It wasn't a lav. First of all,
there's no lav in there.
What, the whole reason I need this pasuk to give me a lav. That's not a question.
The low zuchal. That's why we say with zuchal aflam. Soon.
Right. Yeah.
That it needs to be used.
Right.
And we need a low there. The low stands all the lav.
Nachal. The first one didn't tell me any lavs.
Okay.
The first term. So that's not. But basically, what's the Gemara saying now? So the Gemara saying, "Kray Yisneiru," what's the Gemara saying? "Ela Kray Yisneiru." Rather, it's an extra pasuk. The whole pasuk Yitzayin is extra, right? Not because I could learn all these halachos out of a Kavah Chaimer, but just the pasuk in itself is extra because I have pasuk Yitzayin, the pasuk Yitbeis that teaches me everything.
Pasuk
Yitbeis,
pasuk Vav and Zayin.
Pasuk, sorry, Vav and Zayin, and then Parak Yitbeis, right? Pasuk Vav and Zayin, correct? Pasuk Vav and Zayin. So let's see the top of the page. "Ela Kray Yisneiru." Michti. Let's see. Ksivit says. In pasuk vav in the same parak, va'avesa sham, you should eat it over there, right? Which, and in the next pasuk it says va'achlu va'chato ofnei Hashem b'makom. So we have a fancy gemara. Look at the pasuk on the bottom. Usually it's shmi on the bottom, but the ozvah is on the bottom of the page. What does the pasuk say? Va'avesa shama, you should bring over there to Yerushalayim. Ola seichem, your olives, zefchechem, your kabanas, best matzor seichem, your meister, best shumas yedchem, your bikurim. Nidreichem, Yunadarim, Nidreichem, Yunadavas, Ubacharis, Bekarchem, Mitzaychem, Yibachar. Then the next pasuk says, Ba'achalatem Shalom, Fnei Hashem, Lekechem, you should eat them there in front of Hashem. So we have Asay telling you, you should eat these things in front of Hashem. So, what does the Gemara say? The third line, Lichter Rachmana, let it write, let the Torah write at the end of these sukkim, if you want to give me a lav, Lesucha La'echla. Don't eat them outside Yerushalayim. So mihader mefarish behu rachmana lamali. Why does the Torah have to go back and explain it? You have to like read this line backwards. In English, it's no backwards. Like mihader mefarish behu rachmana lamali. Why does the Torah have to explain it again? Why does it go back and explain it at the end of pasuk zayin? You could just write if you want to give me a lav, lasucha la'echlam. Don't eat them in your own cities. Why does it go back and say the whole pasuk again? Why does it repeat all these things again? So the fact that you have to repeat all these sukkim all over again, that teaches me that all these extra halakhas that Rav Shimon wanted to learn out, all the Amena Indians,
that you get
markers in all these cases. Yeah.
It also shows that the order is not so important. The order is different than the.
We're
saying that they switched, you turned it around, but here too it's turned around.
There's no consistency in order to begin with.
The whole fine, for whatever reason,
whatever
right.
Whatever Rabbi Shimon did, it's okay. But you also put it in a different order.
Yeah.
Okay,
good. No, it's good. Just stop. Stop. Okay, so what's the word saying?
Isn't it? Looks like the reverse of how he actually learned.
No, it's good. Fine. So the Gemara is saying, Mehadr, Mefarish, Bu Rahman Alamali. Why does the pasuk have to go back and explain again the entire pasuk again? Error, rather, it must be Lihudi Lu to specify for them Lave, a separate Lav and Malkus, L'chol Chad V'chad, for each and every one of the cases which Rav Shimon meant earlier, for eating Mikron without reading, all those of Ana Indians. So again, what was the Gemara's question? Rav Shimon, how do you get to do your Emena Inyans? How do you get that your pasuk was extra? Because you learned everything already out of a Kal V'chomer. You can't, that's an illegal Kal V'chomer. So I was answering you right. That's not how Rav Shimon got to his step two of Emena Inyans, to teach me all these extra halachas. He really learned it, because the whole second pasuk is extra, seems to be extra. Because I could have learned everything out of the first pasuk. And just right at the end of that pasuk, don't eat them in your case. The fact that Torah wrote the whole pasuk again is to make all these extra drushas. That's the Gemara's answer.
So the rabbi who praised Rabbi Shimon, yeah, who is it? It wasn't Rabbi. Who praised? Was it Rabbi and then Rabbi?
Rabbi himself.
Oh, it was Rabbi
before he did.
Okay. All right.
Fine.
So Rabbi was holding this whole time that Rabbi was thinking that Rabbi Shimon had made these things through this Kal V'chomer, and the reality was, no, he made them out of this How did Rabbi come to understand that Rabbi Shimon made these things out of a Kal V'chomer?
Rabbi Shimon said them. The question, oh, the, that's what I said, that's the brisa. The question could be he went back, it could be at a better pshat. Meaning, you're asking the question, what are we doing with the brisa? The whole brisa told me Rav Shem is making kavach harmes. What are we doing now? Rafael Baruch, what are we doing now here? The Gemara is saying the old kavach harmes is scratching, Rebbe retracted, Rav Shem retracted in his older age.
You were saying that Rabbi Shimon has a whole new shot in the Mishnah.
So what are we saying?
This pasuk was to give each one of those items a separate lot.
So I understand that.
So the price, what was the price? The price that told me he's running.
Rabbi Shimon.
What?
What about the first price of Rabbi Shimon that he came with this whole thing?
That's what I'm saying. That was to give each one of these a separate lot. Otherwise, this came after those two psukim here at this page. Came afterwards. It was already listed all those things in the first pasuk here. This is all the things that was in Rav Shimon.
I know, but that's pasuk aser. That's the answer as to how Rabbi Shimon came to get.
Not was the aser pasuk aser.
The Bisharepa. Bisharepa.
Losucha,
which is Bisharepa.
Yeah,
okay. Depends on where you want to go.
Right.
Okay, so that's the Pasuk Aseret, right. So now the question is, what happens with the Braisa that Rabbi Shimon brought all of these Kavachomers? If we're asking the question, how do we know the Mishnah, right? How do we know that that's Rabbi Shimon? And the answer is, over here, it's from Pasuk Aseret. So what do we do with the Braisa originally, that he learned it out through these Kavachomers? That's my question. What do we do with that? What was he doing? He changed his mind? That's the question. He changed his mind?
That's a good question. Let's see Rashi over here. Let's see Rashi. There's a few big Rashi over here. Let's see the top Rashi. Kray Yaseiru. Right, the earlier of Shimon, he really understood that this whole pasuk is extra. Which pasuk is extra? Hai Kray, this pasuk, the top line of Rashi. Lasucha Lecho. Of Lasucha Lecho, this entire pasuk is extra. The Kamani Lekul, that we mentioned all of them, Begave, all these halachas in it. The Bidli, let's see. Ksiv La'elmine, it says above it, earlier in the Psukim, Pasuk Vav and Zayin, Vavesem Shama. V'chulu, it says bring them over there, all the Oilah, Zvachta, and Meister. Bahaikra, Ksiv, it says in this Pasuk. So let it write, Basre, let it write afterwards, after these Psukim, Vav and Zayin. Don't eat it in your gates. If the pasuk came to warn you on eating outside the gates, that's the whole purpose of this lav, then you might as well just write it at the end of that pasuk, make it into a lav, and give me malchus. So why do you have to bring me a whole new pasuk? That must be to teach me many more halachas. That's the Rashi's understanding the Gemara. Good?
Right.
Now, Rashi has a side point question. Rashi is going to say maybe it was the reason why we wrote it like this was to keep it a lav shebachlalos. What's a lav? We're actually going to bring an example. There's something called a lav shebachlalos. It's an umbrella, a general lav, which you call also an umbrella. Okay, a lav could be umbrella, many things umbrellaed under one lav, a general lav, which would mean what would be the difference if it's a lav shebachlalos or not?
It would say a mem in the end of it, so it's a plum.
Yes, yeah, so say what's the chumash. What's Rashi's question?
It doesn't list all the things if it's a general law.
It wouldn't say everything.
And what? So, and then what would happen? I mean, if it's a general law, then
it would be one law.
Oh, so it would be one law, which means
it would be a close chumash, at least for our first law that we're trying to learn.
Yeah.
It would be an umbrella law for first chumash. It wouldn't be. It wouldn't have everything else.
It wouldn't have other things. So let's see Rashi.
The other way of learning is that each one should be.
It could be a different amount.
You get one lav for doing all of it.
One malchus, correct. Correct. It's in one forgetting.
General lav, you get one set of malchus for doing all of them.
Right. We had this earlier.
Yeah.
Right. So Rashi is saying maybe the reason why we didn't write it like this, because if you would have wrote at the end of the pasuk, Vasucha La'achla, it would have just umbrellaed everything under one umbrella, which would give you one big lav for all of them. Which means even if you do all of them, you would get only one lav. So maybe that's why we need an extra pasuk. Rashi, why is the Gemara so convinced that the extra pasuk is teaching me all these extra halachas? Maybe the reason why I couldn't write Vasucha La'achlam at the end of pasuk Vav and Zayin, because that would have made it into a lav shebachlalos, and I don't want that. But what's Reb Shimon? What are you telling me for Reb Shimon now? That the fact that the Torah didn't write L'suchu L'achlam to end the pasuk Vav and Zayin,
right,
shows the whole thing is extra. I have room to make huge, all new drushes right out of it. Maybe not. Maybe I didn't want to write L'suchu L'achlam because that would have made it into one big love. I don't want, the Torah doesn't want to do that. That's Rashi's question. Maybe the reason why we have to write a whole new pasuk is so we shouldn't make it into one big jumble of shebechlalas. That's Rashi's question. So Rashi's saying it's not a problem anyway because this would have never been a lav shebechlalas. I said, "V'lav shebechlalas lo have it, kimin da akula ka'i." Since it would have went back on all of them, and lo yakol chad v'chad. Saying, what do we ask you should write? Should write at the end of the pasuk, at the end of the whole list, l'sucha la'achlam. Rashi, I would have never mistaken that to mean be a lav shebechlalas. If after I give you a whole list, you say l'sucha la'achlam, it wouldn't be a lav shebechlalas. Stop here. Rashi, we have to tomorrow to chaz this heart. So yeah.